On the line, I have Genevieve Hume Beeman from, well, she's doing a play in the Exeter and Ballymun all next week. Good morning, Genevieve. How are you?
Hiya, great, thanks. How are you?
Okay, all things set forward already for next week?
Yeah, we're in Galway at the moment in the Druid Theatre, so getting some good preparation done here for okay. The Axis.
And things went well there anyway, obviously.
Yeah,
before we talk about yourself and the play, can I ask you about the theatre in Gúna Nua? Because it was founded when, in 1998, so relatively new.
Gúna Nua?
Yeah.
Paul Mead set it up. To be honest, I only started working with Paul in the last 4 years, so... Okay. I don't know much about the beginnings of Gúna Nua, yeah. But I know a lot about Paul and his work and directing. And
yeah, it's an independent theatre production company anyway. It's based in Dublin.
It's that's doing it. Very
well. Okay, well now about yourself, how did you transcend from acting into writing, or had you always been writing?
Well, kind of in a funny way, it turns out I kind of have been writing. I just didn't think it was writing. Because I was in drama schools all the way along, and you'd always have to do sort of improvising or devising little pieces of theatre, and I loved that. Mm-hmm. But I never considered it as writing because I wasn't writing anything down. And then I went to the Gaiety School and I wrote my first piece for a module we had to do, and I worked with Paul Mead for that. He was my mentor. So that was the first time I wrote, but it kind of came naturally because it seemed like I'd been doing it sort of by then, you know.
Yeah. In the course of the acting across the way, Genevieve, were you sort of improvising some of the scripts you'd been given in some of the plays? Did you ever do anything like that?
Only when... you're in a desperate situation, you know, only when things look really bad. But mostly, you know, you learn off all your lines and you stick to them.
Yes, yeah. I suppose it shows like you've won you've been nominated rather for the Stuart Parker Award as well. So you're way up there now as regards the writing end of it. I'm sure that makes you very happy.
Yeah, it's great. I actually, it was myself and Kate Heffernan, we joint won the award, so it's absolutely mad. I can't really, you know, get my head around it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really does just feel like I've been taking really baby steps into writing, and I just really enjoy it, and so it's great that other people are enjoying what I've written as well. You know, mm-hmm. That's really great. That's icing on the cake.
Okay, and do you think in future that, you might expand even more and ambitions towards movie, writing scripts for movies maybe?
Maybe, yeah. Lots of people say to me after they see Pondling that it reminded them of, like, The Butcher Boy a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of my favourite films. And, I think that Pondling, you know, I would like to think it could be a great little film.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if I had, you know, if I, I'd have to learn a lot about it because it's much more complicated, I think, than writing a play. Yeah.
Irish film has gone through a great surge at the moment. So, I mean, it'd be the right time to do it. But as you say, it's a whole different ball game as
yeah.
And this is, am I right in saying this is a one woman play?
Yeah, that's it. Just me.
Okay. Well, tell us what it's about. Was this something that had been boiling a long, long time when you said when you were starting off you didn't know you were writing, but you were? Was this one of those scripts that you had written, or did this come up recently?
Well, I started it, it's a year ago now.
Mm-hmm.
No, over a year. Basically, I wrote a 20-minute piece for a small festival called the Collaborations Festival. And so originally it was just a 20-minute piece, and then I developed it into an hour-length piece. By the time it was on in the Fringe, I'd been working on it for about a year. So it's just a really, I approached it like the, you know, it's a funny little character, and I just imagined all the mad little things that she might get up to, you know?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So,
Is this the first time you've done something solo?
Yeah, it's the first time I've been on my own on stage all the time.
Okay. So I'm sure you're a bit nervous about that, but never mind. Once you speak in your own words, I'm sure it'll be a great success. So it's starting next week in the Axis in Ballymun. So
yeah.
24th, 25th. Is there a scope there for an extended run? If they're hanging out the door to get in, which I'm sure they will be.
Well, I hope so. I hope we'll be back in the Axis at a later stage. I really can't wait to go to the Axis, and we're doing Pay What You Think previews because we want to kind of try and encourage everyone, people who don't usually go to theatre or... I think it opens the doors a bit wider than, if gives everyone a chance to come in and pay what they think. So it'll be great. I can't wait.
You can correct me if I'm wrong. Is it a family piece? Because I get the feeling that it's a little bit dark underneath the humour.
Yeah, I think it's a family piece because she's a young character. She's between the age of kind of 8 and 10, and it is dark, but I think kids, I think they'd enjoy it, I think kids know when someone's a bit mad and that, they're not gonna take any leaves out of her book or something.
Yeah. But at the same time, as I said, reading the synopsis, it is a little dark. But at the same time, it seems to me like a young girl, I should say, asserting herself and also beginning to feel confident about herself. That's what I read into it.
She's got sort of slightly twisted ideas things. And, but she's good fun, and it's got a bit of everything. Very funny at times, and it can be quite dark as well. But I think it is definitely a family piece.
And how long does it run for? In length on stage itself to play?
It's just over an hour, about an hour and 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds terrific. It really does, because I've seen a few pieces like this, and I'm always amazed at how terrific they are. But it must be even more so for you because you've actually written it yourself. The ones I've seen, one or two over the years, they've been written by somebody else. So, it sounds terrific. What happens after Axis? Then does it go somewhere else after the Axis?
Well, after Axis, then we're taking a break, and then. We're doing a couple of days in Project in late July, and then we're off to Edinburgh for the full month of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. So that'll be an adventure.
Yeah. And you've been over to Australia as well. So do audiences differ? Do they differ? Reactions do you get in different countries? Now, with something else, of course, when you were doing that.
I find that... I went to Australia with Little Gem, and it was a story, a very kind of universal story, and I think that Pondling has that too, a little girl in love, and so everyone can understand it in their own way, so you do get different reactions, but there's a sort of common understanding when you have a character that is dealing with things that we all deal with.
And when you were nominated for the Stuart Parker Award, and you put in the stable with Enda Walsh and Conor Pearson, does that put pressure on you in any way?
I just think it's the coolest thing ever.
of course it is. Especially when it's your first effort, of course.
I suppose a little bit of pressure. I feel a different pressure now after winning the award. It sort of feels like, oh god, people are actually going to expect this to be really good, but then you remember that it is, and people enjoy it, and and if they don't, that's okay too. But people do seem to be responding really well to it.
Well, reading the synopsis, I can just say, if you think that's pressure, I mean, reading the synopsis, I think it's going to be good as well. And I had nothing to do with it, just reading a small piece. But it's the point about when this is going to be successful, it's what you follow it with. It's when the pressure comes in.
The second album.
Listen, give us all the details. People want to go and see this. I know it's on the 24th, 25th. What time? 8 o'clock. But do people just turn up on the night or can they book previous?
Turn up on the night. I'd say ring the Axis and just find out how seats are going. But I think turn up on the night and pay as much or as little as you want to and just enjoy it.
That's great. Listen, congratulations on the award and congratulations on the play. And I'm sure and positive reading it, as I say, it's going to be a great success. Thank you very much for talking to us, Genevieve.
Thanks, Noel. Thank you.
And safe journey back to Dublin.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye. 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 Bye.